Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shalom, daf Yud Aleph, and we are starting Yud Amud Beis on the bottom at the beginning of the brand new parak, and the Vilna Shor's daf is on Zion Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Miyaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. As the Mishnah tells the number of dinim, here's number one, Mitzarfim Shkalim Lidar Koinos, that's proper Girsa, Mipnei Masu Yaderech. One is allowed to join Shkalim to be Dar Koinos because the Masu Yaderech, we know the Shkalim are half shekel coins, and we're talking about cities outside Yerushalayim, and there's many people living there, so the person, the Shliach, who's being sent with all the townspeople's Shkalim, he's going to be lugging giant sacks of half shekel coins, and that's a big schlep for him. So the Mishnah is telling us that he's allowed to transfer those shkalim into darkoinos. A darkoin is four times the amount of a shekel. It's a gold coin as opposed to silver. That's because the masui, the schlep, the burden of the way, so it's easier for him to carry these darkoinos as opposed to shkalim. Another din, k'shem shayu shayfers v'mikdash kachayu medina, the same way that there was shayfers in the mikdash, so too there was in the medina. As we're going to see in a later Mishnah, there's 13 shayfers in the base of mikdash, and really these were boxes, but they were shaped like shayfers, the same way that a shayfer is wide on bottom and narrow on top. Same thing, these were wide on bottom, narrow on top, and that way you could only put money into them and not take it out. This would prevent Ramayim, swindlers, from sticking their hands in and taking money out. You could only put it in and not take it out. So the same way there was shayfers in the Beis HaMikdash, some of these were used for Machsa Shekel, so too in the Medina, in all the different outlying cities and all the different areas where people would go in order to put their Machsa Shekel in there. There was also shayfers set up over there. The Mishnah continues, B'nei Ha'ir Shilchu Shekelin, the people of the city sent their Machsa Shekels with the messenger on the way to the Beis HaMikdash, and what happened? They were either stolen or lost. So depending on what time of the year it was, depends on what happens. Im nisrama truma, if the truma was already taken, this is referring to three times a year when a lot of machsa shekel was taken out of where they were located in the boxes that they were put in these shayfers. This is called trumas halishka, when they take out the money from the lishka and they put it into separate boxes. And it's only from those boxes, from those kupais, that the money was taken to purchase karbanos. So if this truma already happened, then ishban likizbarin, the shluchim, the messengers, they make a shvua to the gizbarin, to the Beis HaMikdash treasurers, vim lav. But if not, if the truma wasn't taken yet, nishban l'bnei ha'ir, they make a shvua to the people of the city, u'bnei ha'ir shaka tachtein, and the people of the city now have to give brand new machsa shekel. And the Gemara is going to explain what's going on. Now, let's say nimtzu, the money was found, ayshachzir ma'ganovim, or the ganovim felt bad, so they returned the money, elu ve'elu shkalim, both of them are considered machsa shekel, the new ones, the replacement ones, and the old ones, ve'ein l'ein lehen l'shana haba, and they don't count for the next year. The people of the city can't say, look, we gave double machsa shekel, so one is for this year, one is for next year. Doesn't work like that. There's no tax credit. You paid this year double, okay, that's your tough luck. Next year, you're going to have to pay again. So, our quotes beginning of the Mishnah, Mitzar from Shkalim Darkoinos v'chulu. So, the question is, if we're allowed to take shekels and make them into Darkoinos, gold coins, to make it easier for the Shaliach to v'yasu ois and margolis, why not transfer its value onto pearls? A pearl is way more valuable than a Darkoin, so why not just transfer onto something way more valuable? And then it's much easier to bring it up. And the answer is Shematazla margolis. Maybe the value of pearls is going to go down. V'nimsa hektish mafsid. It turns out the hektish is going to lose out. It's like a mission we learned over there. This is a mission Maseches Bechiras that discusses different things that need redemption. What does it tell us? V'kula niftim b'kesef v'shvei kesef. All these things, for example, bechar like pidyon haben, could be redeemed either with money or with something that has the value of money. Chutz min hashkalim, except for the machsa shekel. Machsa shekel has to be paid out in actual minted coin, half shekel. That's it. You can't give something that's the value of a half a shekel. It has to be an actual half shekel coin. And v'ein poydim b'kelim, we can't do this pidyon, this redemption with kelim, with vessels, utensils. And Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak explains, why is that? Shem yizilu kelim. Maybe these vessels, these kelim, are going to go down in value. And hektish mafsid, turns out hektish loses out. And v'achanami, so to over here, shem etazal mergalis, maybe the value of pearls is going to go down. V'nim hektish mafsid, turns out the hektish loses out. But we're talking about a minted coin, such as a dark coin, which is a gold coin, that doesn't go down in value. Therefore, we have no worry with this. Moving on to the next part of the Mishnah, where we said, shem shayu shayfers mikdash v'chulu. The same way there was a shayfer in the mikdash, so too there was a shayfer in the medina. And we just further clarify, masinsa b'tiklan chadatin. Our Mishnah is talking about new shkalim, the shkalim that are given every single year, the machza shekel that everyone gives brand new every year. So these had these shayfers out in the medina as well. Aval b'tiklan atikin. But when it comes to old shkalim, if a person for whatever reason didn't end up giving his machza shekel last year, so now he has to give another one for last year, that's put into a special box called tiklan atikin, which literally means old shkalim. Loibida, that's not so. And we have a box just like this. Atikin b'mikdash v'in atikin medina. There's a box labeled Atikin or Tiklan Atikin in the Beis HaMikdash, but there's no box like this, no shayfer like this in the Medina outside the Beis HaMikdash. And so once again, when the Mishnah says there's shayfers outside of the Medina, that means shayfers for the new shkalim, not for old shkalim. And going on to the next part of Mishnah, where we said B'nei Yerusha Shilchu Shiklein V'nignu V'chulu, if the people of the city sent their machsa shekel and they got stolen or lost, so the shliach makes a shvua either to the gizbar or to the people of the city, and that means that the shliach is potter. Now Masni Nisa, that must be the Mishnah is referring to, b'shem rechinam, a watchman or a shaliach who's doing it for free. We know that somebody who's watching an item for free is pater for gneva veda. If it's stolen or lost from him, he doesn't have to pay for it. All he has to do is make a shvua that he wasn't pesheya, that he wasn't negligent, and that he himself didn't steal it. Once he makes that shvua, he's completely pater. Yud alfa on beza on top, avol b'shem rechachar loy beda. But if we're talking about Hashem rechachar, where this fellow, this shaliach who's bringing the machzor shekels to the Beis HaMikdash was getting paid for it, that's not what we're talking about. He doesn't have that opportunity to swear and be pater. A shomer sachar, someone who's being paid for his services, is chayav for gneiva veda. So it must be the Mishnah is not talking about that. However, Amar Rav Abba says afilu tamer shomer sachar. We could even say our Mishnah is referring to shomer sachar because niknavu, when it says they were stolen, balista mizuyin, that could be referring to armed robbers. And when armed robbers steal something, even from a shomer sachar, he's pater. That's because it's considered an oines. It was completely against his will. That's not something he could have prevented. Regular gneiva is something that a shomer sachar should have been careful of. He should have tried to prevent. He should have locked it up. He should have put it in a better, safer place that it couldn't have been stolen. But here, list the mizuyim, armed robbers. What's a shomer sachar supposed to do about that? So he's actually pater in this case. And avdu, when we say it got lost, b'misha tavas svinos abayam, that could be referring to where his ship sank at sea, and that's also considered a pure oines, and that's not something a shomer sachar would be chayav for. And moving on to the next part of the Mishnah, where we had said imnis matrum v'chulu, if the trum's halishka, the money was already taken out of the shayfers and put into the relevant boxes in the base of mikdash, then the shomer, this shliach, makes a shvua to the gizbar, to the base of mikdash treasurers. But if not, he makes a shvua to the people of the city. So Amar Yosef Reb Simon, he clarifies, Asher k'man da Amar tarmin al gavoy val asid li gavoyz. This is according to the man da Amar, they were tarmin al gavoy val asid li gavoyz. What does this mean? So again, as we just said, that when we take money out of the shayfers where the machzor shekel were placed into, and we put them into boxes, and from there we use the money to buy different karbonos, that's called trumas halishka. So man da Amar of our Mishnah holds tarmin al hagavoy, that when we do this trumas halishka, that's for something that was already collected, al hagavoy, the money was already collected from people, and al ha'asad li gavoyz, something that will eventually be collected in the future, even though it wasn't collected yet. Still, whatever money was physically taken from the shayfrois and put into the kupais, whatever was taken in that trumas halishka, it still was done with that intention for the shkalim that will eventually be collected. And therefore, according to this man da Amar, this money that was along the way, it was being transferred from the city that it came from to the Beis HaMikdash, and it got lost or stolen along the way, if that happened after the trumas halishka was already taken, so that money that was with the shomer that now is lost or stolen was already considered to be part of the trumas halishka, which means it, so to speak, already belongs to the gizbar, where it's already under his responsibility, it's in his jurisdiction, and that's why the shomer makes a shvua to the gizbar, not to the people of the city. It's out of their jurisdiction already. And if the trumas halishka hadn't been taken yet, so then these shkalim are still considered to be people of the cities, and that's why the shliach swears to the people of the city. Baram, however, command Amar ain't tarmin loyal agavi v'loyal mushkan, according to the man Amar, that trumas halishka is not taken for that which was collected or that which was taken as a mashkoin or something that will eventually be given loy b'da, so our Mishnah is not referring to that. According to that Mando Amar, the shliach would always have to make a shvua to the people of the city because the shkalim that they sent with him are always considered to be in their jurisdiction. They're not considered to be in the jurisdiction of the gizbar until they actually reach the gizbar's hands. Now we can explain the Mishnah, and we have a question that has to be answered. How could it be that the shliach has to make a shvua? We know that einish b'analogdesha is that we don't make a shvua regarding hektish. This is a befer shemishnah. We find that many times that whenever it comes to hektish, there's no shvua that's made. So Amar Blazer explains Reb Shimon, he, it must be that our Mishnah's shita is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, Amar Reb Shimon says, kodshim shuchai b'achar yusan, if a person is responsible for kodshim, kinuchas of hain, it's considered like his own personal property. For example, if a person designated a karbon, he said that I take upon myself to bring a karbon shlamim, and then he said, you know, that animal is going to be the shlamim, that's considered kodshim that he's responsible for, and if something happens to that animal, he has to bring another one. So even though it's kodshim, since he's responsible for it, it's called a davar hagarim l'mamayin, something that causes a monetary payment. Namely, as we just said, if it dies or if it gets stolen or lost, he would have to replace it with a different animal. That's considered like his property to some extent, and therefore he would have to make a shvua. Same thing over here with these shkalim that were being sent. Since if the trumas halishka was not yet taken and this money was stolen or lost, the people of the city have to give new shkalim, so that's shkalim that they're responsible for, which is memela why the shliach would have to make a shvua, and so this must be their Mishnah Ashita's Reb Shimon. However, Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, the Mishnah is according to everybody. Why is that? Mishum shvuas takana. It's a special shvua of takana. It's a special takanas chachamim that the shliach has to make this shvua. We want him to be extremely careful with this money, and we're afraid that if he's not going to have to make a shvua, he's going to be lackadaisical in his shmira, because he knows anyway if something happens, he's not going to have to make a shvua. Therefore, it's just a takanas chachamim that if anything happens to this money, the shliach has to make a shvua. Now, that did Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, nicha, it makes sense that nishbain ligzbarim, he would have to make a shvua to the gizbar, vimlav, if not, nishbain Hashbon Lebnei Ha'ir, he has to make a shvuah to this people of the city, Ubnei Ha'ir Shekin Tachtein, and the people of the city give new money in place of that which was lost or stolen. And again, that's because it's a takana. So he has to either make a shvuah to this one or to that one. It's not relevant who he's making a shvuah to. He has to make a shvuah. Now pay attention, because the next two lines are basically being switched out for a totally different girsa. Says the Gemara in the brand new girsa, El Rebbe Elazar, but according to Rebbe Elazar, Nishbon Lebnei Ha'ir Hadahi Reb Shimon, when the Mishnah says that he has to make a shvuah to the people of the city, fine, that fits with Shitas Reb Shimon, that since this is Kachim, that they're chayiv and it's achrayas, they're responsible for it until it gets to the gizbar, so therefore the shliach would have to make a shvuah to them, that fits okay. But Nishbon LeGizbarin, when the Mishnah says that he would have to make a shvuah to the gizbar, Gizbarin Ma'aved Tayu, what did the gizbarim have to do with anything? Once we're in a stage that this money is considered to be under the jurisdiction of the gizbar, so that's already considered Kachim, that the people are not chayiv, they're not responsible for it, they're not chayiv bachur yusan, and then that goes back to our issue that we started out with, then Einishbon Alagdeshas, so how did Rebbe Elazar answer for this part of the Mishnah? So Gemara says, you're right, we have to have a different understanding why he would have to make a shvuah to the Gizbarin according to this, that actually Nishbon Lebnei Ha'ir B'maimud Gizbarin. It means that the Shliach is making a shvuah to the people of the city with the Gizbarim there, they're being present. He's not making a shvuah to the Gizbarin. He's making a shvuah to the people of the city in the presence of the Gizbar. In this explanation, it must be we're talking about a Shomer Sachar, and they're making a shvuah that an Aynas happened, either that it was armed robbery or that the ship sank, and they're trying to collect their fee, they're trying to collect their payment. Look, we're in the middle of doing our shlichas for you, something happened beyond our ability, it was an aynes, and we still deserve to get paid. That's why they're making a shvuah, and the reason why the gizbarim have to be there is ki heich deloil chashdinhu, so that the gizbarim shouldn't suspect these people of stealing it, inami deloil nishavulu paishim, or alternatively, so that the gizbarim shouldn't simply talk about these shluchim, that they were completely negligent, and it was their fault, and that's why the gizbar has to be there. But again, according to this answer, it's not that they're making a shvuah to the gizbar, it's that they're making a shvuah to the people of the city, in the presence of the gizbar. Now, until you base on what Alpha on top, just one more clarification. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that the reason why the shliach makes a shvuah is just because of a simple takana. So the Gemara tells us, Afal pisha kiblu b'nei yir l'shalem, even if the people of the city accept it upon themselves, you know what? They're just going to replace the shkalim. They say, we trust the shliach, we believe him, he's an honest fellow, there's no reason to suspect that there's any foul play over here, we'll just give new shkalim, no problem. Still, ain't hektish yetzib b'le shvuah, hektish is not free without a shvuah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this shvuah has to be made by hook or by crook. There's no way the shliach getting off the shvuah, since the whole purpose is mei takana. We want to make sure that the shliach is extra careful in dealing with these shkalim. Memelo, that means that he always is going to have to make a shvuah, no matter what the people of the city say. Even again, if they try to get him off the hook by saying he doesn't have to swear, we'll give new shkalim. Lo mishaneh, doesn't make a difference. He has to make that shvuah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about a similar case. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.